This is JIS News. Coming up, Jamaicans overseas encouraged to invest in Jamaica Stock Exchange. Legislation passed to strengthen disaster preparedness and response mechanism. And ADPEM toll-free line for chikungunya reports back in service. The news in detail after the break.
I wish I could get a day to do my personal business, you know. It would have better than if I run from work to catch another business place before it closed. Sometimes I feel like I live at work.
Say so you hear about the flexi-work.
Flexi-work?
Yeah, man. Flexi-work arrangements are going to allow workers and employers to arrange a traditional 40-hour week to suit them needs.
Flexi-work will allow wider service to customers due to varied opening hours and more business days, more time for family and personal interests, and increased productivity and cost-effectiveness within companies. Support Flexi-work. Balance work, balance life with Flexi-time. A message from the Ministry of Labor and Social Security.
Now the news. Jamaicans in the diaspora are being urged to actively invest in the Jamaica Stock Exchange, JSE, as this can play a vital role in growing the economy. This appeal from Chairman of the Jamaica Stock Exchange, Alan Lewis.
The engine of growth comes to a large extent from the enterprise and the initiative of investors, of business persons, of persons who are trying to do things that hopefully will eventually lead to more employment and more opportunities for Jamaicans. And it's this part of the economy that the stock exchange really helps, because the stock exchange is like a highway, it's like a piece of infrastructure that the country needs, no less important than a road.
Mr. Lewis was speaking at a JIS think tank session Wednesday. Turning to the ease with which people can now manage investments on the JSE, Mr. Lewis says persons can use the exchange's website to view the listed companies and decide where they want to invest. The Jamaica Stock Exchange is an efficient electronic market through which buyers and sellers of securities in public listed companies can trade their shares. The Disaster Risk Management Act, which seeks to strengthen the country's overall national disaster preparedness, emergency management and response processes and mechanisms, was passed in the House of Representatives earlier this week. Minister of Local Government and Community Development Noel Arscott says the bill reflects modern, strategic, administrative and legal approaches consistent with current best practices.
It transcends the emphasis on preparedness and captures the comprehensive disaster risk reduction aspects of contemporary disaster management practices. This bill will replace the Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management Act, 1993.
Minister Arscott says the bill provides for the identification and description of high-risk areas and for the necessary actions to be taken with regard to any area so designated. The prospective legislation also provides for the development of a framework where persons can be evacuated as a preventative measure. It also facilitates the establishment of a national disaster fund. The legislation was passed with 4 amendments and will be sent to the Senate for its approval. Members of the public can now report suspected cases of the chikungunya virus and possible mosquito breeding sites by calling the toll-free line 1-888-225-5637. The number, set up by the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, ADPEM, as part of the National Response Machinery, was made public earlier this week, but subsequently became unavailable due to technical difficulties. In addition to the toll-free number, persons may call 833-0629, 838-5320, or 754-9007-8. ADPEM is encouraging members of the public to report possible breeding sites as the information assists in determining the fogging schedule. In the meantime, the Ministry of Health continues to provide information on CHIKV through its toll-free line 1-888-663-5683, available Monday to Fridays, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. And 3 high school students from St. James are to benefit from annual scholarships valued at $150,000 from the Vin Martin Memorial Atlanta, Montego Bay Sister Cities Health Mission. The scholarships were announced by head of the annual health mission, Dr. Yvonne Smith, at the opening ceremony for the 2014 mission in Montego Bay recently. The scholarship program was instituted in memory of late chairman and founding member of the mission, Vin Martin. Dr. Smith says the team of medical personnel and other volunteers is committed to carrying on the work started by Mr. Martin. The annual Atlanta Montego Bay Sister Cities Health Mission has been renamed the Vin Martin Memorial Atlanta Montego Bay Health Mission in honor of Mr. Martin, who died on July 23 in Atlanta, Georgia, after a long illness. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.